Part 3. The Lords of Darkness. The Black Rider flung back his hood, and behold, he had a kingly crown. And yet upon no head visible was it set. The red fires shone between it and the mantled shoulders, vast and dark. From a mouth unseen there came a deadly laughter. J.R.R. Tolkien, The Lord of the Rings. The grimoires and the demonologists classify the spirits which the magician may attempt to summon up in various different ways. There are spirits of the seven planets and the days of the week, of the hours of night and day, of the zodiac signs, and of the cardinal points, some of them good and some evil. There are also the elementals. In the 5th century, Proclus divided spirits into 5 groups, 4 of them connected with the elements of fire, air, water, and earth, and a 5th group which live underground. Celsus, in the 11th century, added a 6th category, Lucifugum, fly the light. In 16th and 17th century authors, the fire spirits are usually described as living in the upper heavens and having no contact with men. The spirits of air are ferocious and violent. They hate human beings, cause storms, and can make themselves visible bodies out of air. Water spirits, which are cruel, passionate, and deceitful, generally appear in female shape. They wreck ships and drown swimmers. Spirits of earth live in the woods. Some are friendly to men, but some set traps for them and lead travelers astray. The spirits who live underground are exceptionally malicious. They attack miners and treasure hunters, cause earthquakes and eruptions, and lure people below ground to their deaths. The fly-the-lights, which naturally never appear in the daytime, are entirely beyond human understanding or control. Mysterious, restless, icily malignant, they pursue and kill those incautious enough to travel by night. These spirits are the medieval and modern survivals of the widespread primitive belief that all nature is alive as man is, that spirits live in every stream and mountain, in clouds and breezes, in trees and fields and hedgerows, in boulders, crags, and caves. They are unpredictable and mischievous as nature is, sometimes kindly, but more often cruel. The grimoires are mainly concerned with much bigger game, the ruling princes of evil, the fallen angels, the great lords of darkness themselves. An early catalogue of demons appears in the Testament of Solomon, which dates from about A.D. 100 to 400. It describes how an angel from God brought Solomon the magic ring which gave him power over all devils by forcing them to tell him their real names. Beelzebul, prince of devils, and Asmodeus, the devil of lust, who is part spirit and part man, are among the evil spirits mentioned. The names of the devils come from Jewish, Greek, Egyptian, Assyrian, Babylonian, and possibly Persian sources. Their functions are listed as in the later grimoires. One sets fire to crops, one strangles babies, one wrecks ships. Many of them cause diseases. One brings eye ailments, another migraine, another fevers, another inflammation of the tonsils. This is an inheritance from the primitive tradition that any disease is caused by, or itself is, a demon, which survives in Crowley's Coranzone, who was leprosy, pox, plague, and the rest. A later version of the Testament gives a different list of devils, including Asmodeus, Ashtaroth, and Mahomet. Most of their names are contorted and of unknown origin. This version set a pattern for the grimoires by giving the character of each demon, the magic symbol which controls it because it is the demon's mark, equivalent to its real name. In the Grimorium Verum and the Grand Grimoire, the 3 supreme powers of evil are Lucifer, Beelzebuth, and Astaroth. When summoned by the magician, Lucifer appears as a handsome boy, Beelzebuth as a gigantic fly, Astaroth as a human figure, pied black and white. Their immediate subordinates are named with their special functions and characters. Other lists are given in the Lamegaton and in Pseudomonarchia Demonum, but the 16th century demonologist, John Weyer or Weyer, a pupil and friend of Agrippa. Weyer provides a complete hierarchy of hell, which includes Beelzebuth, supreme chieftain of the infernal regions, Satan in second place, Euronymous, who is Prince of Death, Moloch, the Prince of the Land of Tears, Pluto, the Prince of Fire, Baal-Berith, the Archdemoness Proserpine, Astaroth, Adramelech, Nergal, Baal, who commands the infernal armies, Lucifer, who dispenses the justice of hell, Chemos, Melcom, Behemoth, Dagon, Asmodeus, who rules gambling houses, and Antichrist, who is sadly fallen in state since he is now the mere mime and juggler of hell. Some demons are ambassadors to certain countries, including Mammon, England, Belial, Turkey, Rimmon, Russia, and Thamuz, Spain. As has often been observed, devils are usually other people's gods, and this is true of many of those listed by Wire and the Lemegaton. Some of them were originally gods of the Hebrews' neighbors or of the Canaanites whose territory the Hebrews invaded and occupied. Mentioned with rage and contempt in the Old Testament as rivals of Jehovah, they came to be regarded as diabolical powers. Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies, was the chief of demons in Jewish popular belief at the time of Christ, who was accused of casting out devils by Beelzebub, the Prince of Devils. He was originally Baal-Zebub, god of the Philistine city of Ekron, to whom King Ahaziah sent for an oracle, much to the annoyance of the prophet Elijah. The name may mean Lord of Flies, or Lord who drives flies away, or that divination by the flight of flies was practiced by the god's priests. The history of Satan or Lucifer, usually regarded as chief of devils, is considered in chapter 7. Baal means Lord, and was a title given to many local deities in Syria and Palestine. The supreme Baal was the great fertility god of the Canaanites, whose worship involved the sacrifice of children by burning. They have built also the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings unto Baal. Attempts have been made to connect him with the Celtic sun gods Belenus, B-E-L-E-N-U-S, and Belenus, B-E-L-I-N-U-S, and with Beltane, the Celtic fire festival on the 1st of May, but the connection seems to rest on a false etymology. The Lemegaton says that Baal appears with a toad's or cat's head and has a hoarse voice. He imparts wisdom and invisibility. Diagram 16. Children were similarly sacrificed to Moloch, a Phoenician and Canaanite god, and to Adramelech, whose cult was probably brought into Samaria by colonists from Syria. Chemosh was worshipped by the Moabites, and Milcom by the Ammonites. Dagon was the great god of the Philistines, who placed the Ark of Jehovah in Dagon's temple when they had captured it from the Israelites. The force of the Ark destroyed Dagon and hewed his statue in pieces. Rimmon was a Syrian god. Naaman the leper bowed himself down in the temple of Rimmon at Damascus. Another devil who was originally a Canaanite god, Baal-Berith, Lord of the Covenant, a god who presided over agreements, in fact, was among the many devils, including Beelzebub, Ashtaroth, and Asmodeus, who took possession of Sister Madeleine de Demandol of the Ursuline convent at Aix-en-Provence in the early 17th century. Under their influence, she saw visions, danced and sang love songs, writhed in indecent postures, and told blood-chilling tales of sodomy and the cannibal eating of children at witch revels she had attended. It was determined that her confessor, Father Gaufridi, had seduced and bewitched her. After torture, he was strangled and burned at Aix in 1611. Ashtaroth, diagram 17, was the great goddess of Canaan and Phoenicia, the equivalent of the Babylonian Ishtar. She was worshipped with lascivious rites which were constantly condemned by the Old Testament prophets. The goddess became a male demon who appears like a beautiful angel, but has very bad breath. He teaches the sciences and reveals the events of the past, present, and future. Nergal, the ruthless, the crouching one, comes from further afield. He was the Babylonian lord of the underworld and the equivalent of Mars, ruler of war, plague, flood, and destruction. Tammuz was originally a Sumerian shepherd god whose cult became popular in Syria and Phoenicia. Asmodeus, diagram 18, the devil of lechery, sensuality, and luxury, frequently appears in Jewish literature and seems to have always been a devil. Traditionally, he has the feet of a cock, a bird noted for sexual vigor. It was Asmodeus who killed the seven husbands of Sarah in the book of Tobit. He may be derived from the Persian Ishma Deva, the fiend of the wounding spear, who is the demon of passion, jealousy, and rage, or his name may come from Hebrew Shamad, to destroy. The Lamegaton says he must always be invoked bareheaded. Belial, or Beliar, diagram 19, the worthless one and the demon of lies, also seems to have been an evil spirit from the start. His name may be a contraction of Hebrew Belial, without worth. The Jews sometimes regarded him as the chief of devils, and he is the leader of the forces of evil in The War of the Sons of Light and the Sons of Darkness, one of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Quote, but for corruption thou hast made Belial, an angel of hostility. All his dominion is in darkness, and his purpose is to bring about wickedness and guilt. All the spirits that are associated with him are but angels of destruction. Unquote. When summoned, he appears as a beautiful angel and speaks in a deceptively soft, pleasant voice. Mammon, the devil of avarice, was not a god, but a word. His name comes from Aramaic and means wealth or profit. He was regarded as a demon because Jesus said, ye cannot serve God and mammon. Pluto and Proserpine come from Rome, Eurynomus from Greece. Pluto was the Roman lord of the underworld, and Persephone, was his queen. Eurynomus appeared in a famous painting of the descent of Odysseus into the underworld in the hall of the Gnidians at Delphi. He was shown sitting on a vulture's skin, half black and half blue like a meat fly, showing his teeth in a carrion grin and chewing the flesh of corpses. Among numerous other devils in the Lamegaton are Phoenix, said to be an excellent poet, and Amon, originally an Egyptian god whose name means the hidden one, and who was united with Ra as a sun god, Amon Ra. He appears like a wolf with a snake's head, vomiting flames. He procures the love of women and also reveals the future. Cimmeres, who rides a black horse and rules all the spirits of Africa, probably takes his name from the Cimmerians, a people mentioned by Homer who lived in mists and darkness in the farthest west. Balaam is a three-headed devil who rides a bear and carries a hawk on his wrist. He predicts the future and is probably Balaam, a greedy sorcerer in the Old Testament, and in the New a symbol of avarice or of idol worship and immorality. That demons appear in grotesque and horrifying shapes is an old tradition. The Babylonians thought that evil spirits were so hideous that they might run away if shown themselves in a mirror. They had the bodies of dogs, eagles' legs, lions' paws, scorpions' tails, human skulls for heads, goats' horns, and the wings of birds. The demon locusts, which appear in the 9th chapter of Revelation, have the bodies of war horses, human faces, long hair and golden crowns, lions' teeth, clashing wings, and the stinging tails of scorpions. Their leader, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon the Destroyer, is in Greek Apollyon, who appears in Pilgrim's Progress. The early Christian fathers described devils as appearing in human form, and also as lions, leopards, bulls, bears, horses, wolves, snakes, and scorpions, or as composite creatures. The grimoires describe a devil's appearance so that the magician can be sure that the right one has appeared, but the descriptions also recall the planetary talismans of Ficino and Bruno and the planetary spirits of the fourth book of occult philosophy. They may have been intended to help the magician to summon the spirit by concentrating on its characteristic form. According to the Kabbalah, the evil powers sprang from the left-hand pillar of the Tree of Life, especially from the Sphira Gebura, the severity and wrath of God. Evil came from this sphere as if God's wrath had somehow spilled over from it. In the Zohar, and later Kabbalistic books, Evil spirits are often called kelipot, husks or shells. They are the waste or litter or filth which the organism of the universe gives off. By the 13th century, the idea of 10 evil sphirot, the counterparts of the 10 divine sphirot, had developed. They are ruled by archdemons under the supreme command of Samael, the fell angel of poison. MacGregor Mathers listed them as 1. Satan and Moloch, 2. Beelzebub, 3. Lucifuge, 4. Ashtaroth, 5. Asmodeus, 6. Belphegor, 7. Baal, 8. Adramelech, 9. Lilith, 10. Naamah. Lilith and Naamah, in Jewish tradition, are demonesses who throttle newborn babies and seduce men in their sleep, sucking their blood. Naamah's origins are not known. Lilith was probably the Lilitu, originally, an Assyrian demoness who had wings and long disheveled hair. Her name was confused with the Hebrew word for night, Lail, and so she was described as a hairy night fiend. There is a story that King Solomon at first suspected the Queen of Sheba of being Lilith because she had hairy legs. She is probably the terror by night of Psalm 91. Thou shalt not fear for any terror by night. And legend says that she was Adam's first wife, created by God out of filth and mud. From Adam's union with her sprang Asmodeus and hosts of other demons. Eve was not created until later. This story does not appear in the Bible, but justification for it was found in Genesis 5:3, which says that Adam lived 130 years and then begat a son in his own likeness after his image on Eve. This was thought to imply that he had previously begotten sons, the demons, who were not in his own likeness and image.